Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining me again on the Empowered Entrepreneur on the PWE Empowerment Radio Station on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you for joining me. I'm encouraged. I'm re-energized, I guess, after my little break. Excited to come back with some great information for you, some great opportunities to help you move your business forward, help you move your ideas and your vision forward. I'm excited today because today's topic is something that's really close to my heart. Today's topic is, are you ready? There are so many people who are out there saying that they're ready. They're ready to leave their job. They're ready to be a stay-at-home mom. They're ready to take on this new business venture. They're ready to take on being an administrative assistant or a virtual assistant, do all these things. But are you really ready? Can you really say within yourself that you're ready? And that's something that I wanted to bring to the entrepreneurs who listen to my show, the entrepreneurs on my page, the entrepreneurs on my business page. Is that something, are you really ready? Are you? Can you honestly look at yourself and say that you are really ready for what comes with moving out on faith, stepping away from your 9-to-5 or your 11-to-7 or whatever hours you work? Can you really say that you're honestly ready? We had a great brainstorming session earlier with talking about her business, SAS, Web and Graphic Design. Always love talking to her on the phone. But again, the topic for today is, are you ready? Just think about it. Are you really ready? Everybody talks about wanting to have that business where they make $1 million a year and they can vacation anytime they want and they have employees underneath them and things of that nature. But are you really ready? And if you're not ready, do you know the things that you need, the things that you need to set in place in order for you to be ready? That's what I want you to think about today. So, again, I want to say thank you for joining me on the Empowered Entrepreneur. This is Alphabee Stelzer. I am, again, this is a very important topic to me because as a single parent, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, there is a lot at risk. There's a lot to gain, but there's a lot at risk. I think those who are in a relationship, who are married, who go into a business venture, they have a lot to lose as well, but it's a little more difficult for the single mother or the single father who is out there doing this entrepreneurship, because it's just you by yourself. So this is why this is such an important thing for me, because that is my part. My target are the single parents who are entrepreneurs, the caregivers who are taking care of a loved one and they're doing an entrepreneurship. I want you to look at yourself and say, am I truly ready to do what I said I wanted to do? Looking at the different things when it comes to entrepreneurship, we have one of the major things is time management. And when you're thinking about doing entrepreneurship or you're thinking about taking your business to the next level, time management always comes into play. Not so much that you have to delegate something to every second of every day, unless you are someone who procrastinates often. But giving yourself a set limitation or a set time that things have to be completed in order for you to keep your business running, in order for you to keep your clients happy, in order for you not to become overwhelmed, time management is a very important piece of entrepreneurship. So when you look at your particular brand, when you look at your particular business that you're invested in, are you ready? Are you ready to have those times where you will be up late or you're getting up early in order to finish a task? Are you ready to have those moments where you thought you would be off to do something, but you had to go in, or you had to stay home and finish a project, or something came up and a client needed you? Are you really ready for your time management? There are so many people out talking about wanting to do these businesses, and you don't even do anything when you're home on your day off. Granted, it's your day off, but you do absolutely nothing. Or when you have time, you do nothing. What are you doing to prepare yourself? Nothing. You have to set things in place now to prepare yourself for when you have that business, for when you have 20 and 30 and 300 and 4,000 employees underneath you. You have to set that in motion now. Now, am I not saying that you can multitask and you can do all these things and you can do laundry and work on a project? Yes, you can do that. Not everyone. Let's not get it twisted. That is not for everyone. But yes, you can do that. You can multitask. But I want you to look at, what are you actually doing with your time? So if you say that you want to complete a book by the end of the summer, what are you doing to complete that? How are you using your time that you have available to you to get that completed by the end of the summer? If you're saying that you want to add 5 clients to your business, what is your time frame? How are you using your time to get to that point? How are you selling to more people? How? What are you doing? In your free time, are you going out and talking to people? Are you going to different ventures and going to different activities? It's the summertime. Everybody has something going on that they need a vendor for. Everybody has something going on that they need a vendor for, that they need businesses for. And if not, create your own. Find a local community center. See how much it would cost to rent it out. Rent it out for 3-4 hours on a Saturday and do your own event. I know, I'm full of ideas. I know. You don't have to tell me. I understand. So this is very important. Again, time management. If you say that you want to do a blog post one per week, great. When are you going to do it? When is it going to be sent out? When are you going to complete it? How are you going to get this done? How are you going to get to your goal? Time management is a very important piece of that. And again, I say, you are not the only one sick and tired of their 9 to 5, 11 to 7, whatever hours you work. Because I'm quite sure that with all this heat, because it has been hot outside, with all this heat going on, I'm quite sure that those who work in the kitchen at McDonald's don't want to be there. I'm quite sure that the ones who work at Burger King don't want to be there. So you're not alone in wanting to pursue something different, but it has to go past the point of wanting to pursue something different and actually taking the steps needed to pursue something different. Go ahead, let that marinate. Let it sit. Go ahead, let it sit for a minute. Because this is real deal. This is important. You can't go out to these different businesses and go out to these marketing companies and start putting out money and you have no idea of what you want to accomplish. You have no way of getting there. None. Time management is a very, very, very important thing. The other important piece that I wanted to discuss with you this evening, time management was the first. The second is knowing your strengths and weaknesses. Okay, we're adults. I hope you're all adults. Well, you might not be adults because there are youth doing their own entrepreneurship now. So I take that back. We're human. We'll go with that. You cannot do it all. I know. I know. We are the best thing since sliced bread. But you cannot do it all. Yes, you have this amazing talent. You have these amazing ideas. And you're ready to go. You're fired up. You're ready to run. But you need sneakers. You need comfortable clothes. You need to train in order to get your body prepared to run. There's things that are needed in order for you to get to that goal of running a race. The same thing goes for running your business. There's no difference. And there may be things, limitations. People who run, there are people who have limitations. They can't run because of issues with their legs, issues with their back, issues with their neck, issues with their knees. There are limitations. The same goes for your business. There will be limitations. There will be some things that you cannot do. And trying to accomplish those things on your own will do more hurt and damage to your business than it will any good. Some things you will need to outsource. Some things you will need to barter and make collaborations and connections and things of that nature because you cannot do it all. And if you attempt to, you will fail. And we see more and more people going out to do these different entrepreneurships and do these direct sales businesses and things like that, and they fail because they think they can handle it all on their own. They have horrible time management skills. And no one gave them that opportunity. No one told them and said, sat them down and said, okay, that's fine. That's great. That's an awesome idea. Now, how do we get from point A to point B all the way to Z? What steps are we going to take in between each of those letters? A lot of letters. What are we going to do in between that? Because you can't coast through entrepreneurship. It's not going to work. Again, I say, because I know I've probably made somebody mad, thank you for listening to the Empowered Entrepreneur for the Help to Be Seltzer. No, but I really want you to get an understanding of this. When talking with Andrea earlier, that was just something that we kept coming back to, is that people are not truly ready. They think they're ready, they want to be ready, but they're not truly ready for what it is that they need to accomplish, for where they want to go. Because I'm quite sure that if someone gave you $100,000, what are you going to do with it? You wouldn't know if you don't have a business plan. You don't have a marketing plan, you would have no way of knowing which direction to put the money in, and it would be gone before you know it. And you would have accomplished nothing. The reason why the show Shark Tank is so interesting, I'll use that word, is because these people who are coming there with their businesses, they have to be ready. They're coming because they're saying that they're ready for that next step. They're coming because they're saying that they're ready to broaden their business and expand and go into different markets and reach that next level that they couldn't do on their own. They're coming to someone else who can help them, who can give them something that they didn't have. But they have something already. They're just missing a piece. They've already done the groundwork. They've already done small advertising, small marketing. They've had their campaign set up. They've, to make it to the next level on their own, some, and possibly failed. But you're not coming on the show saying, I want to do this business, and then that's it. Okay, how much, what's your ROI? What's your ROI? What's your return on investment? Time is part of your investment. If you don't have time management skills, then how can you give an accurate ROI? Go ahead, let it marinate, let it sit. Go ahead, I know, I know. If you don't know what you can honestly do on your own, then how can you give an accurate ROI? Because it'll take you a lot more time to create a marketing plan and create this marketing strategy and do all this stuff if you don't know what you're doing than it will for you to find out how much someone who is, that is their expertise, you go to them, pay them, okay, now you have a more accurate number. But trying to do it on your own and you don't know what you're doing causes problems. So I'm going to keep going back to it. Are you ready? Are you ready? Is it more important for you to watch Preachers of L.A. and Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder and Empire, or is it more important for you to type up your blog and get that out on social media? Is it more important for you to be on social media, or is it more important for you to be talking to a new client? And how do you put things on a hierarchy scale in your life as to what's important? What's going to be important in your life? Your family is going to be important in your life. Yes. But should you stop writing your blog posts to watch cartoons? That's something that you have to determine on your own. If you're someone that's good with time management, then you'll set it up that you'll be doing your blog post when that cartoon isn't on, so you won't have to stop and sit and watch it. You'll do it when the children are asleep. You'll do it when the children are out and about and away and doing this. It's the summertime. They have camp. They have all these wonderful things to do. Please don't send your kids outside in the heat with no water. They're going to call the people on you. But there are so many things that they can be doing. Create a list of things for them to do for the summer and give them 30 minutes each day to try something new or do something from that list. And that 30 minutes you take and work on your business. That 30 minutes, you take 30 minutes, you take an hour, type up another part of a chapter, type up your intro, type up your thank you, type up something, do something. It's very important that you have very good time management skills. It's very important that you know your limitations and your strengths. And with time management skills, so many people think that you can write out a goal, write your little goal sheet, you got it in your day planner, and you're set. Wrong. Because just because you write it down does not mean that you will accomplish it. There are a lot of people who do not know how to write out goals, at least not smart goals, I should say. They write out goals that are these huge, enormous goals that they want to reach, but they don't know how to write out the day-to-day goals, the small steps that get you to your desired end result. So if your end result is to have more followers on your blog, then what is your daily goal to get to that point? If it's to have more followers on social media, what's your daily goal to get to that point? No, you don't have to time it out to where at 8 o'clock every morning this is what you're doing, but you should be doing something each day to get you closer to your goal. You should be doing things each week to get you closer to your goal. Are you doing more now than what you were doing before? As an entrepreneur, it's difficult, especially when you're still working. You're working a full-time job, and then you're doing your business on the side, and then you have a family as well, there's a lot going on there. Things change, emergencies happen. There's not always a constant when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to income coming in with an entrepreneurship. There's not always a constant, and that's fine. But how are you preparing for that? So this is what I want you to do. I want you to take an honest look at yourself. And as a 35-year-old woman, I've come to the point where I can now more so be honest with myself than, of course, in my younger years. Because, you know, you think you hot stuff. You the bomb, you this, you that, you know. You on fleek, you know. You all that bag of chips. But you have to take an honest look at yourself. Where could you be doing something different? What could you be doing different? Who could you be attaching yourself to that can take you to that next level? Who can you be speaking to that can help mentor you? Who can keep you accountable? Accountability is very important, especially when it comes to time management. If you have an accountability partner, shout out to Tierra, who is one of my accountability partners. Tierra Pittman with It Works. Yes. Mwah, I love you. That's my sis. And shout out to Sabrina Metz, another one of my accountability partners. Mwah, she gets two kisses. Mwah. Love you as well. Because they will look at me and say, okay, miss, you're supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z. What's going on? And I do the same with them. All right, how are we doing this week? What's going on? Let's move this thing to the next level. Why? Because if you're not around people and surrounding yourself with people that are trying to move to another level, as well as people who have already gotten to another level, then you're not moving nowhere. You're going to be stuck. It's true. If you don't have those people around you that will apply pressure, then how is the diamond being formed? There's nothing. Some pressure has to be applied. Even if it's pressure from your family, pressure has to be applied in order for you to push forward sometimes. There will be times where you come to a roadblock, where you just come to a point where you think you can't go past. You think you can't move forward. You think you can't gain another client. You can't add something into your business. You don't know what's going on. You're dealing with all this stuff. You need to have somebody that you can literally go to and say, this is what I'm going through. Now what? For them to say, now you get your butt up, you dust yourself off, and you keep pressing forward. That's something that I love. The title of my book, my first book, which will be out this year, yay, is titled Press. And the hashtag that I'm always using on social media is keep pressing. Keep pressing. Why? Because if there's really a goal that you want to hit, then even when an obstacle comes and trips you up, even when you fall, stumble, trip, get turned around, make a left when you should have made a right. No matter what comes your way, keep pressing because that goal is still there. It hasn't changed. The goal for you to make your business a multi-million-dollar business has not changed. The goal for you to be able to see a stay-at-home mother and take care of your children and be there for their school activities and school events has not changed. Regardless of what obstacle has come into play, those goals have not changed. Now, you may have to change your approach on how to get to those goals, but the goals themselves have not changed. You still want to be a millionaire. You still want to have your house, 5-bedroom, 3.5 bath, I'm just saying. Out in the country, preferably. You still want to do those things. You still want to take those vacations. You still want to be this icon, this role model to your children. That goal has not changed. It hasn't. But you need to do whatever is necessary to move, shake it off, and keep pressing. Keep pressing forward. It's very, very important for you. See, our time is starting to wind down slowly. So, again, I just want to go over it again. Very important for you as an entrepreneur, be it male, female, cat, dog, whatever, very important as an entrepreneur is to have great time management skills. Now, if you don't have great time management skills, now is the time for you to start setting things in place so you can improve your time management skills. These are not things that if you don't have them now, you'll never have them. You can create the path that you want. So now is the time for you to get to creating that. So that means knowing what you need to accomplish each day in the morning, speaking your confessions, looking at what you've accomplished in your business and what you need to accomplish, what's the next step, what needs to be done to make it to that next level, make it to that next step, who do you need to talk to, who do you need to connect with and network with. That's important. Great. I'm not saying that each and every day you need to do it, but throughout the week, you need to be reminded of what your goal is, your short term, your long term, and your day to day. Do you know why retail businesses have their employees do a pretty much like a daily log of what they need to do for the day, how much they need to make, how much they made last year, you know, what they're going against, how many items per transaction they want to have, how much money they want to have per, you know, per transaction. It's to keep themselves accountable. And that's what it is. It's now time to keep yourself accountable. It's now time to also find yourself an accountability partner. Find someone that you can talk to and brainstorm with because it's moving. Are you ready? Are you ready? I want to thank you for listening to the Empowered Entrepreneur with Alpha V. Pelzer. You can reach out to me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, LinkedIn, it's so many sites now. You got to remember everything. Instagram, reach out to me. If you need somebody to brainstorm with, by all means, reach out to me. Inbox me on Facebook, Alphabet Pelzer, or AP Business Consultant. Take that opportunity and connect with us at PWE Empowerment Radio. Professional women entrepreneurs, there's two different groups on Facebook where you can connect with other women who are entrepreneurs who you can brainstorm with, you can throw ideas out. Also, there are a ton of talented women in there. You again, I'll see you tomorrow.